Okay, good morning. As she said, I'm Rebecca, and this is Carissa. And in this study, we use a mixed methods approach to understand the role that FIT plays in explaining implementation variation of Housing First across different program sites in California. No relationships to disclose. So very briefly, the Housing First approach is an alternative to the treatment-based approach, which determines housing readiness based upon an individual's ability to abstain from substances and comply with mental health treatment. So as the name implies, Housing First provides immediate access to permanent housing, as well as an array of team-based services that are aligned with the individual's preferences and needs. It also uses a harm reduction approach. And in this study, we looked at programs that were implementing Housing First through FSPs, or Full Service Partnerships, which are a cornerstone of California's 2004 Mental Health Services Act. The outcome of interest in our study is fidelity. And oftentimes when evaluating an EPP, programs get a single fidelity score. And in this study, we decided to draw upon a framework from an Academy of Management article, which basically proposes the idea that rather than looking at a single fidelity dimension, we can actually look at two things that vary during implementation. And that's quality and scope. So in the context of Housing First implementation, scope refers to the number of items within the Housing First domains that are implemented, whereas quality really reflects how well each of these items are implemented. So when you get a single high fidelity score, for example, it assumes that both scope and quality are high, and same for the low-low category. And this might be the case for certain programs. However, we realize that Housing First is a really complex evidence-based practice, and perhaps programs are varying along these two dimensions in more complex ways. So for example, in the bottom right-hand quadrant, programs might have high scope but low quality. So they're implementing most of the items within the Housing First model, but not necessarily doing each one consistently well. The second concept that's really important for our study is the idea of fit. And again, we draw upon the same management article that I mentioned earlier. And I'm happy to provide the citation, which I realize I should have put on there. So if you're interested, let me know. But fit is essentially the degree to which the characteristics of the practice align with the characteristics of the adopting organization. And the idea here is that lack of fit is what drives implementation variation. And implementation variation in turn affects fidelity. And fit is a really fluid and flexible concept in that you can talk about fit at multiple systems levels. So we can talk about fit in terms of fit with the individual users of a practice, fit within the organizational context, and fit within the broader community context. So in that management paper, they look at three types of fit, which we use as a framework for our study. The first type of fit is technical fit. And technical fit refers to actually previous presenters gave some good examples of technical fit, but it refers to the degree to which the characteristics of the practice align with the technologies that are already in place in the organization. So in the context of Housing First, technical fit could refer to staff background knowledge and skills that support Housing First implementation, as well as resources and program infrastructure that's already in place at the organization when they decide to implement this practice. The second kind of fit is cultural fit, and cultural fit really has to do with the degree to which the characteristics of the practice align with the values, beliefs, and norms of the user's organization and community context. So in the case of Housing First, cultural fit could refer to the degree to which the values espoused by the Housing First model align with the values that already exist in the organization's culture. Finally, there's political fit, and political fit has to do with interests and agendas of relevant stakeholders. So we know that programs that are implementing Housing First are doing so in complex service environments, and they're attached to different entities, whether it be funders, other organizations, or community stakeholders. Furthermore, Housing First is not a politically neutral practice. It carries with it a certain specific way of providing services to this population. So political fit really has to do with the degree to which the stakeholders involved with that program support and espouse or don't support the values and political nature of the Housing First practice. So the research question for our study is, how is fit associated with fidelity, both in terms of quality and scope? And again, the idea here is lack of fit is what drives implementation variation, and implementation variation affects fidelity. So our general hypothesis is that high levels of fit will be associated with high levels of fidelity.
And we used data from 20 FSP programs across California. These were actually part of a larger fidelity assessment that was led by Todd Gilmer at UC San Diego. But for this study, we used a purposive sample that provided maximum variation in terms of geography, the counties, and client population served. We had both quantitative and qualitative data. The quantitative data came from a Housing First fidelity assessment tool that directors at each program completed. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. And the qualitative data consisted of program director interviews. So these were done during site visits. Directors were asked about things like their experiences implementing the Housing First model and to provide more detail about what their programs looked like. And both of these kinds of data were checked from validity during site visits through observation and chart review. So the Housing First fidelity assessment, a little more about that. It's 37 items that program directors ranked on a scale from 1 being low fidelity to 5 being high fidelity. And this consisted of 5 domains that these items were distributed amongst. So the first was housing choice and structure. The second, separation of housing with other services. The third, service philosophy and values. Fourth, service array. And fifth, program structure. So we use this fidelity assessment to calculate both our fidelity quality and scope, just in different ways. So quality we calculated using the overall mean. So first we took the mean of the items across each domain, and then we looked at the mean of items, the mean of the 5 domains. And this overall quality score we ranked as high if it was 3 or above, and low if it was less than 3. So to calculate scope, this is a little trickier. We were trying to get a measure, like Rebecca was mentioning, of the number of items that were implemented well. So we were looking at trying to get a measure of the majority, of looking at if the majority of items were implemented well. So what we did was we counted the items in each domain that had a score of 3 or above. And if this number was half or more of the items in that domain, then that domain was scored high. Or conversely, you can see in this example, we had 2 of the 5 items in this domain that were scored 3 or above, so this domain was scored low. Then we looked at these domain scores for each of the 5 domains, and if 3 or more were scored high, then the program was given a high score overall. So you can see that here, 3 of the domains were ranked high, so overall, the program was ranked high scope. To get a measure of fit, we used the qualitative interviews. So we coded each one as overall high fit, low fit, or mixed, meaning that it contained nearly equal examples of high and low. And finally, we used Fisher's exact tests to look at the relationship between fit and quality and scope. So what we did was we used the tests to predict whether having high as compared to mixed or low fit predicted whether a program would be high or low fidelity. And just to give you an idea of what our programs looked like, you can see on our outcome variables, fidelity, that the majority of the programs were low quality, but high in scope. And with regards to our types of fit, you can see that for technical fit, the majority of programs were high fit, but low for cultural and political fit. For technical fit, the results of our Fisher's exact test showed a significant positive relationship between technical fit and fidelity scope. And the qualitative interviews with directors told us that these programs with high technical fit oftentimes had prior experience with programs that were similar to Housing First, such as maybe the pilot programs for FSP. They had existing resources, especially relating to housing. So maybe they already had apartment complexes prior to implementing Housing First, or they already had access to housing grants. And they had program infrastructure already in place in terms of policies and procedures. For example, they had decision-making mechanisms for things like how to use the client funds or how to place clients in housing. Just to exemplify that a little bit further, here's some quotes from our qualitative interviews. So the director of a high technical fit program said, "I would say that our housing is similar to what we did before FSP. We did a master lease then, like a 30-unit complex." And the low fit director said, "Implementing Housing First was really, really tough. And I'd say the first 2 years were just us figuring out what Housing First was and how we were going to make it work for our people." Regarding cultural fit, we found a significant positive association between cultural fit and both fidelity quality and fidelity scope. So these high cultural fit programs talked about having histories of prioritizing the values of Housing First, like client choice, harm reduction, and empowerment. So it was easy for them to have staff buy in for these values once they started implementing the Housing First model, as opposed to low cultural fit programs where sometimes staff values were in conflict with things like encouraging clients to seek employment or housing clients when they were not in recovery from substance use. Finally, we saw in these high cultural fit programs that the director's beliefs were really in line with the Housing First philosophy in terms of the vocabulary that they used and the rhetoric that they used when describing their programs. So this high cultural fit director said, "Harm reduction has always been a strong presence in the agency." A low cultural fit director said, "People get a little queasy when you talk about client-centered stuff and recovery stuff. So that's a work in progress, certainly." Finally, regarding political fit, we did not find a significant association between political fit and quality or scope. But looking at the qualitative interviews, we did see examples of program directors talking about how political fit influenced the implementation process, if not maybe implementation fidelity. So directors in high political fit programs talked about having external stakeholders, and in particular counties, that were supportive of Housing First implementation. So these supportive counties provided guidance while also allowing autonomy. And in contrast, low political fit programs had counties that maybe were more rigid or provided pressure to do things like accept clients that were not appropriate for the model or continue accepting clients even when the program was at capacity. In addition, neighborhoods in high political fit programs were accepting of the Housing First approach and housing these clients in their community, whereas neighborhoods in low political fit programs sometimes gave pushback to housing clients in their area due to things like stigma of mental illness or the criminal justice population. So a director of the high political fit program said, "The county has been really helpful. They've worked really hard." Whereas in the low political fit program, they said, "We're not as free to pursue the housing model for its own sake because we've got all these other strings attached from the county, and they need to be satisfied or at least satisfied."
Okay, so to wrap up, we have kind of three main takeaways from this study. First is the idea that we can look at fidelity as a multidimensional construct that perhaps is defined by things like quality and scope. Additionally, fit does appear to be an important implementation variable, as there were significant relationships between fit and fidelity, as Chris explained. And finally, in this particular context, cultural fit appears to matter the most. And so what that implies is that it's not just about having the resources in place when you decide to adopt a new EVP, but it's also important that the users of the practice and the management in the organization understand the value of the practice and buy into it. A few limitations are, first of all, the way that we've measured the fidelity. We did not have two separate measures for quality and scope. The qualitative component only involved program directors, so unfortunately we did not get the perspectives of the frontline staff. And finally, since we were looking at Housing First as implemented through these FSPs, generalizability to other service contexts might be limited. That being said, we do feel like this study generates multiple research directions that we're interested in pursuing. The first is, does the relative importance of different kinds of fit change based on the characteristics of the practice, the organizational context, perhaps other factors? So cultural fit was the most important in this particular situation and how might that change in other contexts. Secondly, drawing upon the first limitation that I mentioned, how can we differentially measure quality and scope of EBP implementation? Third, how do practitioners conceptualize fit and the relative importance of fit during implementation? And finally, how can policymakers and organizational leaders use the concept of fit when deciding which EBPs to adopt in the first place? So that is it. Thank you, and we'll do questions at the end. Sure. Oh, the fidelity? Yeah, sure. Oops. Thank you.